Blog Talk Radio.
What difference if I hail from north or south, or from the east or west? My heart is filled with love for all of these. I only know I swell with pride and deep within my breast I thrill to see, O glory faint, the breeze.
Him and other Americans who were down there acting like economic buccaneers.
went to the veterinary medical center from Mexican Air. You name to have a regular 6 days a week stay on this network and got me on, spotted me, and also the grand nephew of Butler, General Butler, the main general, has gotten all the years. Got up an issue, he's from Louisiana, behind Trojan doors, that oil, and I brought this up on Lucas Work at AMLCSVERCAS, on one of the blog sites there, that oil takes 30 days, roughly, from oil to be pumped out of the ground, and then brought to the cracking plant or process, and then put in, pumped into a tractor truck, and each truck bring it to our local filling station, and gas pump. It's about 30 days, and nobody understands why these gas prices are so astronomically high, nearly $5 for one gas system. And it appears there's some manipulation, and even a member of OPEC said, we can't blame this on Libya, even though some of the first speed up over there, and they continue to be with their cycle. I think another example, I would say that there are three things that don't play around in politics. That is religion, that is race, and sexual preference. Especially when we have these theocracies, even in Israel, religion gets mixed up in politics. One of my things I wrote in my book, Quotations of Karen and Kodra, is a man can't serve two masters. Not only does one of them get short terms, but loses his church as well, and gets the share. So I firmly believe in keeping all religions. This is Ash Wednesday, and of course there's a time down in Israel and New Orleans. So, it's a holy day for Catholics, and of course we're going into Easter season, and also this coincides with Passover, which is also happening at the time of Jesus Christ in year 33, when he was picked up in the garden, fried and crucified, and it's like Easter Sunday. Okay, who else is born today? We have another American conductor, music conductor Thomas Kipper, who died of AIDS. And then we had the great Glenda Jackson, great contractor of AIDS. She was on Elizabeth Isle of BBC for 8 years born today. Among the best, this is the successor of Chicago recently. In the early history, in the Middle Ages, and into the 17th, even 18th century, cardinals were usually bishops and priests who had taken the nobility, and usually they were the third son, the first son, and had the second son. I went into the military, and the third son, there was nothing for him but the church. So, cardinal usually was kind of manipulated in kind of Louis XIII and one of the kings, and then Mazarin was a successor in all beauty of clergymen who wear the red robe, but with the devil underneath. And the red robe, he died today. And then the famous black suffragette, Ida B. Wells, died today. Wells High School in Chicago was named after her. And then we have Faye Emerson, who married, I think, Steve Simonson, a senator, and she's a great actor. She died of cancer. And here's another day, Robert Mapplethorpe, a very controversial photographer. He put a crucifix in a jar of what he called urine, and he photographed this, and the controversy is about his artistic work, so called, being paid for, funded, and the expense picked up by the factory in a public museum. And then another day, he died today. And then the Meet the Press, the longtime Sunday program, which I believe has now been taken over by David Gregory, controversial NBC journalist, with the longtime moderator of that program, he died today. And then on the major events, we had the scientist who did the first retardation of astronomy. And then this is interesting. Kissing in public is banned in Naples in the 15th century, if you were practicing in public, that was a death penalty. And then we had, the guy who invented artificial teeth, Charles Graham. This was happening here in the 18th century. And then we had, we don't play this today, but we may play Friday. Today is this week is the anniversary of the founding of the Royal Canadian Mounted Police. We used to brag, we always get their name, but not always, and we did an interview which we played before, which is up in the archives, and we may play it again Friday. And then on this date, Kansas is the first state to pass the anti-sex law. And then here's something related to Senator Albert Starr from Arizona. He wanted to criminalize Mexico. This is in 1918, I believe. He was later convicted in the Tupac Dome, Arizona, which dealt with. Tupac Dome is a place in Wyoming. I used to drive through it when I went to both country. Where the U.S. Navy had a soil reserve, what we call now the strategic soil reserve. And this was all reserve of the U.S. Navy ships and the ships, our Navy and the Navy of the world ships oil and coal. And they worked oilmen in Bohemia, California, and several others together in Phillips Petroleum. They were involved in the scam to siphon off the oil. They were involved in Secretary of the Interior and also William Battery, who was in the Harding administration. He was the Attorney General. And of course, the Secretary of Maine, Albert Starr, took the fall. And then we had today, the Bolshevik Party in Russia, with Lenin and Stalin, changed their name to the Communist Party. In America, after World War II, and Stalin's intentions and was stomping all over Europe, and then last week when we got a lead broadcast, Winston Churchill's famous speech in Westminster and Fort Missouri, first minister retired. We talked about the Iron Curtain. The Communist Party in America went into the political closet and they came out as progressive or progressive socialists. And you hear that term progressive today. These aren't, this isn't true of all over Gladia, Hiram Johnson, several of the senators from that 19th century period. These are the communists who actually. Many times, so progressive and progressive socialism, and they really targeted communism. And then this is important, this is significant for me. 1945, the first B-29 bombed Tokyo, firebombed Tokyo, and the lead plane was piloted by Roman Kuczynski, which later became a congressman and was an airman. I debated him during the Vietnam War at the White College, and I had bad habits. To make a change of breeze in my direction, I'm trying to get a bad voice, bad breath, and I thought on later and just then I was making a change of move away from him. But he was the first person, the way he claimed, and in that debate, I think it was 1964, 65, when they had that debate at White College, he said, I have asked suggested to President Lyndon Johnson to put eight reporters in the top six of home for what he said was a cause. The pilots have deployed the last moment of the plane, and we can discover how the plane, why the plane crashed and what malfunction. So he made the plane go out. He was a pilot, he was a famous Chicago politician, also a U.S. representative and alderman. And he died several years ago. I remember his family, a great police traffic. And then in this state in 1953, Stalin was buried in Moscow. And Jewish doctors were blamed for killing him, which is a fraud. Also on this day, Stalin's daughter, Svetlana, fled to the West, and then she returned later on. And in 1962, getting back to the Vietnam War, the United States advisors became actively involved in the Vietnam War. Kennedy took up 10,000 advisors, and of course, Lyndon Johnson received it. I used to tell him, bring more peace in and nail it on the wall. That was his mentality on that. Also, those of us who finally remember the Ford Mustang on this day, the first Ford Mustang, which is a classic, was produced. And then on this day, the U.S. Supreme Court of SCOTUS, here the public officials who claimed that they had been libeled, prosecuted Mellick in order to recover damages from the person that they claim murdered them. Let's see, we had, and on this case, team, the baseball commission is ruled that locker rooms and baseball must give equal access to female reporters, and so that's why you see women in the locker room and the men are males are changing. Some still object to it, not really like the chance for maleness, let's put it that way. And then this is important, I think, in 1993, Robert King and the reporters Los Angeles Freeway case claimed that the police had made racist remarks, and of course somebody got it on video, and this is probably the beginning of the videotaping, independent people videotaping news events. One of the things we were talking about is one of the scandals and one of the problems with the whole sort of budget is how federally subsidized housing has been looked at as becoming in fact a real estate opportunity. The most notorious cases are here in California where they call it build and abandon schemes where these politicians and public employees set up these bogus 501c3 non-profit so-called housing corporations individually for each project. They get site acquisition, they get rehab, they can pay an older donor, they get construction funds, and they get section aid and all these other things, and they look at people, they operate in some cases, what we call the HUD Hilton, where they have forced senior citizens or people who don't have a plan for the right to take a boarder for the night or for the week, and then they get the money in the pocket of the cash. This has happened at the Demisonary House, and this happened at another place, controlled by the Borough of Housing Corporation, another housing office in San Francisco, which was started by a former HUD official, Helen Helton. She has made so much money, so much loot, and she has retired to take cars in Massachusetts. And then, having worked in public radio, the Ron Williams and the Skillet channel is nothing new. 15 years ago, we underwent a series of racism and sexual preference in public radio, public TV here in the Bay Area. Which is a school district, San Francisco Unified School District radio station, and the oldest in the Western States, set up by a school district and still operating today. This was funded and controlled by the San Francisco Unified School Board. One school board member, Rosario and I, and immigrants from Bolivia, took a combo, which is the same capital of Bolivia. This is not known, it's like the made a home of Bolivia. Publicly made racist statements saying that Jews were dirty people and the people that supported them were dirty people, mimicking her accent. And then she's involved with a Bolivian cocaine guy named Chirico, and we have the court documents. Also, a famous survivor of the Japanese removal in during World War II. He's been working with KYW, and one of his IRA supporters who wanted to become station manager was taking him as a fat, lazy jet. Also, KQED, which is the major and the biggest radio, TV, public radio, NPR here in San Francisco, they put James Cornell, controversial homosexual activist, on the board of directors. After that happened, KQED stopped public meetings that they ask people to support, to donate their cars, to donate money to support, quote, their news gathering activities, but yet the public can't attend board meetings and nobody knows who reports to and elects these board members unless they're self perpetuating. And this is happening with other public radio and TV, yet American taxpayers, American citizens are constantly asked not only to federally subsidize them, but also to additionally subsidize them individually with donations, or like they get premiums, and oversight books, and mismatch, and all that sort of thing. And that goes on. Also, connected to the Juan Pico case, the Family Bank is the oldest bank in Argentina, and agreed to acquire, that had sold, and they still hold assets stolen from European And it wasn't only Greek that were ripped off by the Nazis. And the Greek were opportunity set by the Nazis. Whenever they occupied the country, aristocrats, Catholics, Protestants, Jews, they had assets, they were ripped off. If they went into the concentration camps, all their possessions and values were taken from them and used, hoarded by the Nazis. And it was gold teeth, it was melted down into bullion, and allegedly it was put in boxes and crates and dumped in this lake in Germany. That's the story. But anyway, ironically, both the New York Times and then just recently the San Francisco Chronicle, which was a newspaper founded 100 years ago by two Dutch Jews on an extra traffic named De Jong. And they went ahead about the Holocaust survivors were heirs who were looking for assets that were still out there that hadn't been recovered. So that was exciting. I think Jack Kerouac is very popular still. People still read him, and he was to sell that personality. We got the teaching virtually this week, so we're going to play some reading of this part.
There was a little alley in San Francisco, back of the Southern Pacific Station at 3rd and Townsend, in red brick of drowsy, lazy afternoons with everybody at work and offices. In the air, you feel the impending rush of their commuter frenzy. As soon they'll be charging en masse for market and Sansom buildings on foot and in buses and all well-dressed through working man Frisco of walk-up truck drivers. And even the poor grime-bemarked 3rd Street of lost bums, even Negroes, so hopeless and long left east and meanings of responsibility and try. But now all they do is stand there spitting in the broken glass, sometimes 50 in one afternoon against one wall at 3rd and Howard. Here's all these Milbrae and San Carlos, neat necktied producers and commuters of America and steel civilization, rushing by with San Francisco Chronicles and green call bulletins, not even enough time to be disdainful. They've got to catch 130, 132, 134, 136, all the way up to 146, till the time of evening supper in homes of the railroad earth, when high in the sky the magic stars ride above the following hot shot freight trains. It's all in California. It's all at sea. I swim out of it in afternoons of sun-hot meditation in my jeans with head on handkerchief on brakeman's lantern or, if not working, on book. I look up at blue sky of perfect lost purity and feel the warp of wood of old America beneath me. And I have insane conversations with Negroes in second-story windows above, and everything is pouring in. The switching moves of boxcars in that little alley, which is so much like the alleys of Lowell, and I hear far off in the sense of coming night that engine calling our mountains. But it was that beautiful cut of clouds I could always see above the little SP alley, puffs floating by from Oakland, or the gate of Marin to the north, or San Jose south. The clarity of Cal, break your heart. It was the fantastic drowse and drum hum of lum mum afternoon, nass in the dew. Old Frisco with end of land sadness. The people, the alley full of trucks and cars of businesses nearabouts. Nobody knew or far from cared who I was all my life, 3,500 miles from birth, all opened up and at last belonged to me in great America. Now it's night in 3rd Street. The keen little neons and also yellow bulb lights of impossible to believe flops. Dark ruined shadows moving back of corn yellow shades like a degenerate China with no money. The cats in Annie's alley. The flop comes on, moans, rolls. The street is loaded with darkness. Blue sky above with stars hanging high over old hotel roofs and blowers of hotels mooning out dusts of interior. The grime inside the word in mouths is falling out tooth by tooth. The reading rooms tick-tock, big clock with creak chair and slant boards and old faces looking up over rimless spectacles bought in some West Virginia or Florida or Liverpool, England pawn shop long before I was born. And across rains, they've come to the end of the land sadness, end of the world gladness. All your San Francisco will have to fall eventually and burn again. But I'm walking, and one night, a bum fell into the hole of the construction job where they're tearing a sewer by day. The Husky Pacific and Electric youths in torn jeans who work there, often I think of going up to some of them, like, say, blonde ones with wild hair and torn shirts, and they say, you ought to apply for the railroad. It's much easier work. You don't stand around the street all day, and you get much more pay. But this bum fell in the hole. You saw his foot stick out. British MG, also driven by some eccentric, once backed into that hole. As I came home from a long Saturday afternoon local to Hollister out of San Jose, miles away across verdurous fields of prune and juice joy, here's this British MG backed and legs up, wheels up into a pit, and bums and cops standing right outside the coffee shop. It was the way they fenced it, but he never had the nerve to do it due to the fact that he had no money and nowhere to go, and no, his father was dead, no, his mother was dead, no, his sister was dead, no, his whereabout was dead. But and then at that time also, I used to lay in my room on long Saturday afternoons listening to Jumpin' George with my fifth toque, no tea, and just under the sheets laughed to hear the crazy music. Mama, he treats your daughter mean. Mama, Papa, don't you come in here, I'll kill you, etc. Getting high by myself in room glooms, and all wondrous knowing about the Negro, the essential American, out there, always finding him.
I will continue to talk to you, but I wanted to bring up an end on the term Negro. That's the old Chinese, now that's African American, and we prefer black. Anyway, along that line, the consummate black politician today, I have to actually say black, he's saying Obama. And the book, Reconstructing Obama, has just been published by Simon Schuster, which is a division of CBS. And the famous author is Jack Walter, who also wrote What's the Matter with California, which would be also What's the Matter with the Media, and the controversy about Obama and his program, and whether or not he was actually born here, or at least we could tell this, because the first birther is actually Governor Bill Richardson, and on the French TV saw him making that statement that he is an immigrant on September 1st, 2008. And it's up on Lucas Verica YouTube site. A-N-I-C-U-S-D-E-R-I-C-U-S, and then get into the email and French TV and French people going over there. Anyway, Jack Walter will be on Book TV and C-Stand this weekend, so you want to check that out again. Go out and get his book. It's very important. It affects every American. We have an interview with him later. I just have to finish the book of the last section. And of course, the thing about Bel Air is that he may actually be the author. Maybe a bass writer, or a triple organ of this for a sale. Anyway, we'll be back Saturday for the Island Show and the best of the week. And so we're going to end with our favorite ending series, which is Take Two, about American politics today, although it isn't taken anymore, and Smith said the end, which might be usually top take two.
What do you say, Ben? Want a hand?
No, you guys go ahead. I got too much on my mind to play poker.
King bets.
Cost you five. Tony, up to you.
Hey, Tony, what are you
going to
do?
I'm in.
So am I.
Likewise.
K2.
Gentlemen, here we are, and one thing is clear. We gotta pick a candidate for Congress this year.
Big ace.
Ace bet.
You'll pay through the nose.
Okay, where do you stand?
I'm in.
So am I.
Likewise.
Here goes.
Possible straight, possible flush.
Gentlemen, how about some names we can use? Some qualified Republican who's willing to lose.
How's it going? We should make Jack Riley the guy.
Which Riley are you thinking of, Jack B or Jack Y?
I say neither one,
I never even met him.
I say, when you got a pair of jacks, bat out.
Well, we'll see you Friday. This should be up in the archive. And we'll have the interesting program. You see the project there. Thank you for listening. And it should be up in the archive. So you can download it on the iPad. And you can see the next. Good night.